From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And now, another in our series, Climate Connections, a project with National Geographic examining how climate changes people and how people change the climate. Today, we focus on infrastructure along the Gulf Coast. The U.S. government has just released its first assessment of how global warming could affect roads, rail lines, ports, and airports along our coasts. Their concern is rising sea levels. The world's oceans are rising partly because of melting glaciers and partly because seawater expands as it gets warmer. Within a century, sea levels are expected to rise 1 or 2 feet and maybe more. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, some of the Gulf Coast could find itself underwater.
50 miles south of New Orleans, where Bayou Lafourche meets the Gulf of Mexico, lies a seaport, Port Fouchon. Ted Faugu, who runs it, says the nation can't afford to let this place vanish into the sea.
Very few people really understand the significance of this little dot on a map where we are right now.
This port supplies thousands of oil rigs and platforms out in the Gulf, and they provide roughly 17% of the nation's oil supply. We enter the shipping channel and see a bizarre parade of boats heading out to sea. Some haul what look like machines from outer space, spidery pieces of oil rigs, and platforms with legs long enough to reach the ocean floor.
There's 15,000 people working out there that need everything you and I need. And all of that cargo, every widget, every gadget has to be transported by these vessels.
But this transportation link is threatened. To show why, Faugu heads back to the dock and up the road leading north.
You know, 30 years ago, where we're standing now, you could not see open water. Today, you see miles of it, as far as the eye can see.
This entire bayou is sinking. And on top of that, because of climate change, the sea is rising.
So you're going to see the impacts of global warming here in an accentuated fashion well before you see it anywhere else.
In fact, the land is subsiding in much of the Gulf Coast, so other areas could face similar problems. A new federal study of climate change and transportation says that over the next 50 to 100 years, the water along the Gulf will probably rise between 2 and 4 feet. Michael Savonis of the Federal Highway Administration is overseeing the study. Earlier this year, he presented preliminary findings about what could happen if the sea level rises 4 feet relative to the land.
25% of your major roadways, almost three-quarters of your freight facilities at ports, and airports, including New Orleans International, could be flooded permanently.
Savonis said intense storms are likely to hit the Gulf Coast more often, too. Storm surges could inundate swaths of coastline 2 counties deep.
So if we see more of these kinds of storms, you have to ask yourself, at some point, how many times do I want to rebuild that?
The government has just released the first phase of the study for scientists to review. Officials at the Department of Transportation point out that its conclusions could change. But back at the road leading to Port Fouchon, Ted Faugu isn't taking any chances. This two-lane road is the port's lifeline. It's just 2 feet above sea level, and it already gets flooded when there's a storm, he says.
You know, it's a never-ending battle, and the way to go is up.
The state is replacing the existing road with something 5 times more expensive.
It will be 20 foot above sea level. It will be a bridge on piles for 17 miles connecting our hurricane protection levee system where people live and where we're somewhat protected, all the way down to the port.
They've already started building it. Pilings, 4 abreast, march southward through patches of marsh grass and choppy blue water. But the government study finds that most local officials aren't planning for the future this way. 50 miles along the coast east of New Orleans, 2 new bridges span the water between Bay St. Louis and Pass Christian, Mississippi. The highway bridge, almost finished, is nearly twice as high as the one that Hurricane Katrina toppled. But the new railroad bridge is exactly like the old one. Elaine Wilkinson, director of Mississippi's Gulf Regional Planning Commission, says people here just want to get back on their feet and aren't so focused on threats that may arrive decades from now.
At this point, their reaction is climate change.
She rolls her eyes. True, she's seen the government's new inundation maps, but it's hard to know what to do with this information.
what am I going to say to the mayor of this fine city? You can't have a city here any longer? You have to relocate your city?
People will just laugh at me, she says. Even here in Bay St. Louis, where the last storm washed practically everything away. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News.
If you have questions about how rising sea levels may affect you, we'd like to hear them. Go to npr.org/climate and click on Your Questions.